The Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bachelor Cast. Demo Derby Masters. Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Yep, just let it out, Ben. Go for it. Turn it loose. Go for it, Ben. You guys make me so nervous when we're getting ready to start and we got to...
And the best stuff still going over.
Opening up microphones. It's earlier tonight, Brian, you were here to see it, but these two were over there. They're going back and forth about these different tips and tricks and different things that you can do. And they're leaned over, so they're out of the camera view. And all of a sudden, you just pull the microphone up to me and say, so anyway, as you guys know, stuff goes on. Both of them snap their heads up. They don't look at me. The first thing they look at is the clock. That clock right there.
It's 5:34.
Yeah. They're right to it. Yeah. Oh, we were going to be talking to Paul Cambria, but scheduling conflict tonight. Paul Cambria is one of the guys with Lake Erie Rumble. And unfortunately, we got some scheduling conflicts that we found out about literally 15 minutes ago. So we're not going to be able to catch up with Paul tonight, but I anticipate Saturday we'll be able to talk with him. We are going to be catching up with, there's Paul right there. He's texting me from his board meeting right now. But we are going to be catching up with Ed Brewster from down in Virginia in a little bit here, and then we're going to round it out talking with Anthony Jackson, who's making the trip in from Canada to run Brookfield Wheel Days in 2 weeks. Josh making the drive in. Josh was telling me about Anthony Curtis's car. A very impressive ride.
Little Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's doing good. The kid's learning.
Yep.
You know, it'd be kind of cool. Okay, so I got this kid's name's Anthony. He's a kid that has been helping me build cars. And it's his first V8 he's going to run, right?
We ran a truck at Caledonia.
Yes. Well, yeah, truck. Yeah, yeah. Well, first V8 car. But he is getting to skip the whole curve of the 90s and the early 2000s, okay? The kid's getting to jump right till 2016, and his car is built better than anything that I've ever had, you know, because his car's done before mine. But his stuff's going to be... I'm kind of excited. It's nice to have a kid with a lot of money in his pocket, and you can just go say, go buy SS rims.
Go buy a new shifter.
He did it.
Here's the Cliff Notes. This is a Cliff Notes.
Mosiers, I said to him last week. He calls me up last night, and he goes, I just bought some Mosiers. They're on their way. They'll be here tomorrow. I was like, yes, man. That's what I'm talking about. Did you get gears with them? Yeah, of course, 488s. Yeah, okay. This kid's rolling right now.
All you got to do is get him to buy a motor.
Well, I got them.
Here we go.
We're on that. We're working on that. We're building the Magnum right now. But then, he wanted cage material, and he had his truck, you know. So he's like, I'll just cut the cage material out of the truck or whatever. But it's jammed in there. I go, just go buy new material, you know. Okay. He just justifies new C-channel, new, you know. Yeah, the good old days, not having kids, you know.
You were joking with him the other day, telling him he's got to change the number to 0043 and started calling him Anthony Sciopa with the way he was throwing money at it.
When we went to the banquet, it was his first time at the banquet.
Oh, I remember. I talked to him at the banquet.
Oh, my God. He was like smiling. Every place he just bought stuff. He bought thousands of dollars at the day of the banquet. He didn't know you could buy all that stuff in one spot. Okay, I'm buying this and that. This truck was full.
He's balling like Josh Decker.
Oh, he's a good kid.
The thing is neither did Ezra bet, and she's going to be really mad that he's still living at home after he spent 10 grand on a derby car.
She does good. She's proud of him. His mom.
She texts me all the time, and every time she texts me, she probably does the same thing to you. She doesn't. She doesn't tell me who she is. I mean, I've got it saved in my phone now, but the first several times she texts me, I didn't have any idea who it was. So she started signing all of them. Number 43 is Mama. So I knew what. I'll show you the.
Anthony would get embarrassed. I wish I could just start derbying in 2016. Imagine your first car was DP, Cradle, Slider, Mosiers.
Yeah, I mean, but look at all the fun you would have missed out on.
Yeah, well, he's jumping right to the real fun. I'm telling you.
Think about how much more money Richie and Gary and Brett would have spent of yours if you had all that stuff.
That's so screwed up. Them days are over.
That's right, because you don't drive around here anymore.
Those days are over. I guess we could say that.
So Lake Erie Rumble's coming up this weekend. I'm excited to get back to Dunkirk. The weather is looking far more favorable this weekend, which is definitely good. I have not actually unpacked since the last time we were on the road. I've left everything right in the car. That way nothing gets
Virginia. Went to Virginia.
Hartford and then Virginia after that. So.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, quick four shows. It's
four
fine.
Shows.
Quick
four shows.
Four shows, 5 days. Yeah, it was fine. Pay no attention. Sean Gok and I were one in a Lincoln. We were talking about those Lincolns that Klinger's built and everything. He did just fine with the stock version, and it held up just fine. Mm-hmm. We saw another clip of Sean in the show open. It's coming up close to being time to start picking those. When we get into the time of the year where everybody starts driving a little bit harder, they want to finish their stuff or leave their mark. And so those awards, they are going to be given out again at the New Year's Eve banquet. And so looking for our contestants to jump up. One of the places that I anticipate one of our front runners to come is this weekend. Eric Remington showed me the pictures of his Oldsmobile, and he told me that two-speed, Al McNeil, Steve Lanin, and Jim Eppinger all have cars for that weekend, and it sounds like they might all be in the same class. I said, you're going to drive out there for 6 minutes. You're going to be there. He goes, nah, it's been 2 years. I want to drive for longer than 6 minutes. Well, you're going to drive through everything else and wreck each other. It's pretty much what you guys do. So he's looking forward to getting out there, and we are going to be live down there trackside. We're going to be talking a little bit with Paul Cambria. He's been filling me in a little bit on how the inner workings of the Lake Erie Rumble is. The Lake Erie Rumble was started by Rick Quarco, who was the guy that was in charge of the fair. And he was working with Dave Bongiovanni. This was 3-4 years ago. And the show's bounced around a little bit, but they got it back on the date that it was originally on. And response so far has been awesome. Bob Head Sr. has now taken that show over and is also going to be in charge of the fair in Chautauqua County next year. But these rules are a little bit different. These rules were sort of tailored to Chad Elma's driving style. A lot of the chain and go stuff is going to be a bunch of one and dones. But the money from this goes to, I got to make sure I get this right, the money from this event, this derby, the proceeds, go to the telethon that happens on April 2nd on Channel 7 TV out in Buffalo. And that telethon happens at the Seneca Niagara Casino. And then the money from that goes primarily to Western New York Charities, most of that being the Children's Hospital in Buffalo. So, I mean, it's an awesome cause the way they do this. And, I mean, why wouldn't the kids fall in love with it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But Eric Remington, the last couple of years, he's always picked a local kid who's been a little bit hard up. We talked about Team Brennan a bunch of times, the little guy with the Progeria. We saw him when we were out there. I got an update on him, had some pictures and stuff of Brennan. He's still doing pretty well. And then Team Stefan, which is a young fellow with battling some cancer issues, so he's running for him. He's got the Batman logos on it, yellow and black this year for Eric. So nice. I anticipate he'll be going wide open. And all the stuff that he said online about how he was sick of Demolition Derby and sick of the drama and everything, he was just goofing around, I guess. He wasn't even serious. Because I got nervous. I'm like, I sent you a sign, I sent you wraps, and now you're not going to run them. What's going on? But
I heard about that this weekend. I think Kunkel's on his way down there.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of cars there.
Kunkel's at my house this weekend. He's got a caddy. I think it was his Bash caddy, maybe it was another one. He's got something pre-ran, I think, in there. But he's headed up on his way up there. He looks the size of the track.
Yeah, well, yeah. It fits the driving style pretty well.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, there's a lot of good drivers in that area that usually come out. Nate Smith promised he's going to do better this time around than the effort that he was able to put out there during the fair. There's some talk that maybe Andy Wolfanger's going to try and bring a car back up there.
And
Tommy Dowd's discussing. I don't know what he's taking, but I know he spent a lot of time with welding wire. So who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what the plan is with that thing?
The car's ready to go.
All the O3s, and they can run. Kenny can't run his, but all the rest of them they can still run.
The Elmans, they're going to bring a pile of cars, I'm sure. I believe Pat Osmond built a fresh car for this one. It's going to be awesome. And between the chain and go,
came in, it'll be totally different.
Pull some more part.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
And what's that going under?
Going to go over under whatever car he's running.
Oh yeah.
Go under an 03 or go under a GM, whatever he's running.
Like one the Sciopa's got, like one of the big ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that the executive?
No, he didn't get the platinum.
No.
It's tough because around here, there's a lot of places you can't run them.
Well, it's the clearance issues around here. unless didn't you're running they? On a track as hard as the road. You're
yeah, you can't drag that around in the mud.
Postal Mopar released that one that was shaved, and it took a took a little bit of the clearance off of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So when Tice, I think,
what was Tice? You said something about Tice was doing something over the weekend? He ran somewhere?
Well, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't? I thought you said he ran
not
somewhere.
This weekend.
I misunderstood. No, I thought he ran someplace.
No. He was testing last week, whenever the hell Labor Day was.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
I see. No, well, can't really go any place with that.
No, that's going to dead end. You ain't getting
that's a secret conversation.
That's not going to happen.
No, I'm not needling you for details. I thought he ran someplace. That's all. That was all. That's the only thing I was asking. I thought he was at a derby someplace.
Yeah,
this weekend.
How cool is it going to be that those guys are going to be out? Like, I've been watching them run in Troy, PA for years. You know, and then they're going to go all the way out to Kansas.
Oh, he's super excited. Oh,
how many times did they junk you? You never went to Troy, did you?
One time. I did go to Troy. Oh, I pulled Matt Tice, Brad Tice, and Munch in my heat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That didn't go over very good.
No, I got fourth. Yeah. you know, it's funny because right before they
out
come
of five
up.
Five cars?
No, it was like 20-something. Okay. But right before, I was running out of towner. They come right before the derby, they come up to me, and Jamie Bolt says, like, yeah, we heard you're going to run real hard, just run with us. If you run with us, we'll all run together, you know? And I'm like, this was years ago. So this is when I was still stupid. Yeah, sure. I'll run with you guys, you know? Well, yeah, it ran down until it was just down to us. And then it was like 3-on-1, like just like a magnet. And I was out very quickly.
That was it?
That was.
Imperial or Shocker?
I took a Shocker, yeah. It was
that when the mud was pushing up through the floor?
Yeah, I pulled out on the track. It's so thick.
Oh, that was the year you went down with Poorman.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Poorman. Yep. Yeah, boy, what a night. We drove out on the track. I don't want to get into it. We drove out into the track, and it was so soupy, like a thick soup out there. As I was pulling in, that was back when I run Rod Shifter, all of a sudden mud is pushed all around my feet. And as I'm pushing in, it's coming in through my shifter hole and just filling my floors with mud. That's how thick it was. You were skimming the derby as you drove, like, on top of mud. It was horrible.
I don't know if you had this happen, but I know Mark ran there 1 year and it completely packed a subframe in his Chevy wagon or a Chrysler wagon. And then it smoothed itself off and turned black when it dried.
And turned hard as concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, it was strange how that happened.
It didn't happen in my car when I ran it like that.
It must be the way he had the frame rail.
Yeah, it must be.
The body mount holes were like tapered down.
Yeah, it must have. Yeah, it must have been Ben or something.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what happened. Absolutely.
Dustin Ingram just sent me a picture of a car in a lift, and it's just tagged Dunkirk.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be very cool.
Well, I think they've been talking to Biggs, right?
Blade all over
it. I can't. It's
they've been talking to Biggs, so I think I could see, like,
yeah, Biggs, yeah.
I could see them coming out.
It's going to be fun. And then we turn around the Saturday after that. We're going to go to Wheel Days. And John King, he's listening now. He said they're going to try to turn the signal booster on. I don't know what, if at all, that's going to do to help us if we're firing off our hotspot. But obviously, if we get some, yeah, there it is, Jimmy Biggs. Jimmy Biggs is going.
Which is cool.
So, the goal is somehow we're going to try and stream it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Yeah. But we're going to try to do Wheel Days.
What time does Wheel Days start?
4 o'clock.
Damn.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to have to change the schedule.
4 o'clock.
I was under the impression
it
was
thought
later.
It was night myself, and John told me, and
they
it's
had
4
to
o'clock.
Start at 4.
They have to.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah, they have to.
Cars
they're getting
and
down at 4 in the morning.
You're right.
Damn. I was hoping to go, but I got to work that day, and I don't get out till 3.
They're saying more cars this year than the last few years, just by the buzz of it.
The last few years have been around 150, 160.
Yeah.
It's
and
been
more
real
than
nice
that?
Turnouts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, Jesus, you guys are really pulling in some cars, but hey, it'll be fun. Someone's gonna have to earn it.
I don't know how we're gonna tape it yet. But I've got the as long as I can find somebody to sit at the computer and
I can
I've got
sit
my
on
phone.
The roof of their barn up there.
It, I've got my phone, mm-hmm. so I can answer the questions off my phone. I got the wireless the wireless headset, so I think I can announce and run the camera and handle maintenance on my phone all at one time.
No, you can't.
I think,
yes, you can.
I think
sooner or later you might stroke out on. Like too many things going on at once.
Dude, wouldn't that be awesome?
No.
If I had a stroke on the air and started talking about smelling burning feathers and like that. Remember, you ever seen that highlight where that guy had something happen during a baseball game?
Just let him go.
Drool starts coming out of the side of his mouth.
Can you guys check on Chris? He doesn't look okay.
That's actually Sunday morning. That's Sunday morning at the last day of Blizzard Bash. We've talked for 40 hours straight. I'm like, there's more cars on the track. I haven't slept yet.
I talked about that. Coming over from New Alex, Chris and I were talking back and forth, and We actually, what's the name of that gas station that's like the Walmart of gas stations? Sheetz.
Yes. You've never heard of a Sheetz before.
I know. I'm sorry. I haven't been around as much, I guess. But we pull in there. Chris actually got like real food to eat. And we're coming back. I'm like, Chris, I said, look, buddy. I said, the three of us are concerned because by the time we get to the end of Blizzard Bash, Chris hasn't ate anything or drank anything.
Yeah,
he's
delusional.
And he's in rough shape. Like, we drag him to the airport Monday morning, and he's just in rough shape. And I'm like, we really have to figure out a way to get you some food and get water in you at Blizzard Bash because you are just a beast. I mean, I don't know if Ben and I have to hold you down and Ben pours food in your mouth or what, but we got to do something to keep you.
You gotta find a grocery store.
Standard. Yeah, we do.
Take a bottle of easy. Take a bottle of contact solution. Turn it upside down. IV. Yep. Perfect.
You're good to go.
It's okay. Exact same thing.
We can do that.
More or less. I mean,
you can shit like a goose.
No contact solution. Which is not Visine. Visine will make you shit like a goose.
Which, Ben, is bad news for you because I generally don't leave that chair.
That's true.
And the nice thing is, Ben and I usually share the room out there, so Josh will have to deal with it afterwards, so it's all good.
An extra room.
Where?
You can't find any place to stay within 40 miles.
Hey, we do have to touch on some things, though. I see Troy Tagg picked up a win out west. I assume somewhere in California. I think that's the second or third of the summer.
Was that Hogan?
I think. Last weekend or this weekend, Don Santel picked up another win, which I think that might be 10, 11-ish for the summer.
Which wins. Keeps him on pace for last year. I think he finished with 13 last year.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. Bobby Brockway's birthday is today. We got to wish Bobby a happy birthday.
Hammer and Hoosier.
Hammer and Hoosier.
Best nickname in the sport.
Absolutely.
Derby Jesus. Derby Jesus, I loved it.
I heard from Jeremy Gard. He is shipping out the carburetor distributor combo Tuesday, I believe. So I should have that by the end of the week. Some lucky soul is getting that.
I got thank you, Jeremy Gard, by the way. Absolutely. So many people have been donating so many great things to the San Filippo. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to kill it that day. I think we're going to raise so much money for these kids. I really do. It's been very, I don't know. You know, it's weird, but people are much more passionate about doing stuff for charities.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. And absolutely. I'd much rather help a charity derby where there's no money being made. It's literally all going to something good.
Mm-hmm.
Just people are all on board with whatever you're doing. Yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. I like everyone kind of stepping up.
Now, is the grand prize still a 5x7 glossy of you autographed? Is that still the grand prize for the day?
Funny you should say that. It's actually a picture of Josh autographing the picture.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're gonna make like, because Chris can make banners. Are you gonna make a banner of that? Is that what's gonna be the grand prize? Or
you know, 11x16? You know the banners that they hang from the rafters, like after the NHL champions, they hang a banner in the rafters. Yep. We're gonna make one that size of Josh Decker signing a picture of Josh Decker.
That's awesome.
That's
somebody
how
can put that in their shop.
They
doesn't
can
get much better
they
than
can
that.
They can. It's gonna be like 14 mil scrim vinyl, so it'll hold
bedazzled.
Up.
It'll be bedazzled.
Decker in sequins. Wouldn't that look awesome?
I've seen Decker in sequins before.
Yeah, I have. I've seen that.
And I don't know if you've ever tried to. You know what? Anything I was gonna say right there, I'm out. There's no way. There's no way I'm getting out of that sentence without getting punched. So
stay away from that.
gonna leave that one right where it is.
So I'm a little behind, and I apologize. I've been doing football, but have you guys checked out some of the new teams and teammates that going to Blizzard Bash this year?
Oh, yeah.
There are some pretty wild teams going on out there.
Checked last week. We went through them, and they were...
Yeah, last week we broke down all of them, and there's
some pretty
really
intense
good
teams.
Mm-hmm. What I like about it is you can literally read right through there and see...
Who's going to work
hatred.
With who? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Animosity. You know, it's like, okay, this guy switched from here to here, so let's call this team and this team against each other. There's a bunch of teams that when they call each other, like, yeah. And you know what's weird, though? At Blizzard Bash the last couple years, a lot of times in draw, which we know, draw makes or breaks your weekend.
Absolutely.
You're either going to have a great one or a bad one just by your first draw.
You're going to work your balls off all weekend.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But some of the teams, usually we haven't seen a lot of, like, teams against each other go again, but this year there's so many.
There's more that don't like each other that have the that have like genuine animosity.
I think
in the past there's a lot. Everybody that runs Blizzard Bash, especially in the main event, you know, offhand I can't remember the stainless or was the stainless, but those guys all run against each other every year in Topeka. So they all know each other. There's a healthy respect. Mm-hmm. But this year, I think you're going to see a lot more pure animosity.
Oh, the 100%. Team, the team has got the biggest bullseyes, Bando's team, I feel.
Yes, I do too. But I think as far, and I said this to Sam, as far as the crowd, I also think he's probably behind you the most because you're the underdog that has balls of steel, and you've proven that the underdog can win. And how people like that.
And how about what they're bringing this year for cars? That's going to be a nasty team.
Yes, it will.
Tauruses.
They are going to be some of the meanest Luminas I've ever seen in my life.
Four Luminas, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I talked to Sam a little bit, and they definitely have some nasty iron coming.
Yeah, they're ready to go. They're ready to go, which I like this year's rule is only 103, mm-hmm. right? So it kind of like changes it up. You got to anticipate each team having
an 03.
But who picks it? You know, on Sam's team, we're talking about it. And it's like, man, you know, who runs the 03? Or on a lot of teams, who's going to be the guy with the 03?
There might be some teams that don't have any 03s.
Right. Do you take your 03 driver? So, like, now do you try to take your 03 driver and make it the same guy that's going to be your hammer?
I would say or, yes.
Yeah, right. You gotta because your 03 is gonna be your hard car. So do you make it your hammer?
Unless we seen some pretty nasty Cadillacs out there last year.
Old iron equal the playing field last year with the old iron.
But this year we're not gonna allow the dash bar to the DP, correct? Or are we still? No. So that is gonna take away from the old iron, right? I think that's what made it neutral, made it even was the DP to cage kicker.
No, because aren't they? I mean, they're going to lock in. I mean, they'll bend till they lock in, and then they're going to be nasty. They'll be the same. Ben, if I'm wrong.
Well, let's go 2 or 3 years back. They're saying that the Vicks are bending old iron.
Right.
Does it go back to Vicks?
We got a couple of rule tweaks for this year.
Yeah, the kicker, it's a lot different with it locking in with the body and everything else than actually locking in with the kicker.
From the start.
But it'll be interesting to see. Going to be curious to see how it all plays out because I know there's some teams that don't have one 03 or no one.
Ownership.
Mm-hmm. We'll touch more on some of the Blizzard Bash stuff, trying to keep our schedule with Ed so that we can catch Anthony Jackson here in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to Anthony up in Canada. We still got to run to our breaks as well. Ed Brewster
joining us here on the hotline to talk a little bit about the East Coast Championship, the RC Derby that he had down there at JMW Motorsports Park with Cow RC. Ed, man, I hear everything went pretty well, and HT came home with the money again.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Yeah, you bet.
Howdy to everybody there. we had a good weekend, Chris. I wouldn't say we had a heavy turnout for entries on the Derby, but I tell you what, they was daggone sure slamming what we had there.
And, of course, the HT cars, all this time they showed up instead of going with the Crown Vicks or the wagons like they did at Bash for Cash. This time all of them had Fox Body Mustangs.
Nice. That's awesome.
And they look like they were never ran. They're
really?
Yeah, they're – yeah, I got to find rules around those.
Yeah, HT definitely showed up with the hardware again, and just pretty much expect that anymore from them. They definitely have dominated 2015, 2016, and I guess they're going to be the force to reckon with in 17.
You looking forward to getting out to Blizzard Bash? We were talking a little bit about what the teams were like out there, team format for the RC cars this year.
Been looking forward to Blizzard Bash. Got a lot on my plate between now and then, but looks like I'm going to be pretty busy all the way up through February. Looks like I might get December off, and hopefully I'll make it up New York end of December this year.
This coming Saturday, they've got an RC Derby at the Lake Erie Rumble. Mike Mlechko putting that one on. Then October the 8th at the Hog Wild Fall Brawl, they got another RC Derby there. And then in terms of Chaos in the Valley, at the end of October, also going to be another one of those RC events at that show before we get to Blizzard Bash. So plenty of opportunities for the folks on the East Coast to do a little bit of traveling, take in some big derbies, and run their RC equipment. So, Ed, from here, are you going to be in at all those? Are you going to be at any of those?
Well, yeah, Chaos in the Valley, man. Getting up on that right now. Definitely, I hope if Penny and Jason are listening, I will be in touch with y'all shortly. I've been so busy with the ECC, I got to get caught up on things. And then the weekend following that, we're heading to Florida for the first time. John Cash, J.C. Miley down in Halloween Spooktacular at DeSoto Speedway, and really pumped up about going down there. I think some of the HT guys are possibly going to come down there. Wow. A few of them from Sick and Twisted Chapter in Ohio are talking about going down.
Wow.
If I can survive that and get the Blizzard Bash and get a little time off, we'll be back in Florida in February. And then we got the huge event with Motorama coming up the week right behind, in 18th and 19th of February.
Did you ever imagine it would get this big this fast?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there, Chris.
Did you ever imagine it would get this big this fast?
No. I still am amazed, even after, you know, the past year. It blew up bigger than I thought it ever could, and I don't know, it just keeps exploding, man, and just keep enjoying it. It's keeping me really busy, and running the RC park itself and maintaining this here, it's quite a job. We've really had some good racing going down at the park lately, and speaking of that, we're getting ready to crank up the new Metal Muscle Series this coming Sunday. And that's also the Metal Muscle. We're going to run that down in Florida. And also, people with Motorama, I was talking to them about it. It appears we're going to be running the Derby and Metal Muscle there at Motorama this year.
That's awesome. I can't believe it. And you just pulled the covers officially off of the Harley-Davidson sponsorship this weekend too, as well, correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. And it was so awesome having Steel Horse Harley-Davidson there. Great people. And it appears they're going to just be a great sponsor on the circuit for us. And we're also going to be trying to get some Derby going up there at the Harley-Davidson place itself. And
don't bounce one off.
Those guys were just tremendous, man, with what they brought us out there.
Do not hit one of the motorcycles with one of those.
That would be bad.
Don't do it.
I think I'm going to have to work with them a little bit to get a motorcycle put up for a Derby, but I bet if we could ever do that, it would be one we would probably have 100 entries or more.
Yeah, you came full circle with Harley-Davidson. I think that's awesome that they're aboard. How has your health been anyway? I mean, you and Candace Joe out in Iowa both having some health scares here recently. So how have you been doing?
Doing okay, man. After I tried to make it up to Woodstock and didn't quite make it. Couple of rough days after that, but been doing good since.
The state police found him passed out on the
road. It'll hit me now and again, but just hopefully it won't hit me when I'm riding the Blizzard Bash at all.
Yeah, that would be a hard ride home.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything's motoring right along for you.
Also, man, just want to pass along. Everybody here been concerned about your son, Alan. I was happy to hear that he's doing well.
He's going to get the stitches out next Monday afternoon. So I'm going to go from school to his appointment, watch the stitches come out, throw up a little, and then come and do the podcast.
Awesome. Hey, you bringing him to Woodstock this year?
Yeah, he's got a brand new car. He's got a new Buffalo Sabres themed car that he can't wait to get out there.
Awesome. Yeah.
Just so you know, the bumper's illegal. I cheated the hell out of it.
I'm going to be ready again this year myself. I want to haul home some more hardware from Chaos in the Valley. That's only two trophies I've ever been able to bring home from a Derby was up there, and I proudly display them at J&W.
Yeah, Alan's looking forward to it. I got to finish a roof sign for him, but he's all about it, and we're doing some I guess you could call it some R&D on his car to see what the back end's going to do. I took some of the stuff that we did to Josh's car from Auburn and then took some of the stuff that he did to his car at the Superstock show and see if we can apply it to RC cars.
Nice. Well, you got to remember, though, I mean, let's be honest, Alan's a better driver than Josh. I mean, he can make up some stuff. Yeah. I mean, he's a driver.
Bailey's a better driver than my kid because my kid ruins cars. She breaks chassis.
I don't think Josh Farrell's going to make it to Woodstock this year. He and his wife got a baby due right about October 20th, I believe. So
what, she can't deliver it without him?
Josh riding with me. Nobody to sit with me and watch him sleep while I drive the whole way this round.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like.
You'll be all right. I'm sure some of those guys from Ohio, you'll find a way to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're gonna jump into a break here, and then we'll come back in a few minutes with Anthony Jackson. Ed, is there anybody that you wanted to make mention of here before we let you go?
Chris, if I just real quickly again thank your sponsors, Cal, Boca, Steel Horse, Harley, Venom, Team Associated, Performance Performance Dynamics, First Priority, Hampton Inn, Castle. And one thing I'd like to spit in quick is the Derby for Tristan Regal is September 24th in Chillicothe, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And looking real forward to that. Just sent a truck back with Daniel, and Daniel's fixing that all up for him. And
cool.
Some other guys at Ohio have built some more bodies for him. So
yeah, Jeff Craig's
that should be a great event. And Boo mentioned that Tristan was really excited about this coming.
Tristan's a good kid. Jeff Gregg's working on some stuff, too. He and I work together on some stuff.
Yeah.
So, Daniel should be
seeing
anyway, that.
Chris, thanks for having me on, buddy. I know you got to run, and I kind of need some rest. So, you have a great evening. All y'all guys, take care.
All right, we'll see you soon. There goes Ed Brewster from GMW Motorsports Park, fresh off of the East Coast Championship, where HT once again ran the table on those guys. Real quick, Crash Course New Year's Eve, tickets are available and on sale. We got to get the order links done. I forgot to do that this week.
Really,
back
didn't
to
have
school,
much going
man.
On.
Good God, back to school set me behind. Things would be a whole lot easier if I didn't have to work. But
gotta,
we got to get the
you
order
gotta be
links.
A baller like Decker.
You work?
Yeah, got to.
That's the closest thing to the look I've ever seen Chris Marquardt give.
When I was at New Alex, I had a guy come up to me, and he didn't believe I have a real job.
You could make a lot more money if you didn't spend. You could make a lot more money if you didn't spend all day on Facebook. I heard that somewhere.
Maybe.
Becker's bringing home six figures this year. What more does he need?
If I was, I'd be building way better cars.
It's true.
No. If you were, Ben would be building you way better cars. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. You can't even afford to have Ben build it. You got Jerry doing it. Jerry's got infections in both hands. You're still making him weld.
I know. I mean. But stuff's got to get done.
You're heartless.
What are you going to do? Got to get cars done.
You can enjoy all this and more without the cameras on. It's Crash Course New Year's coming up December the 31st. Tickets are on sale. They're flying out the door. We'll have the order links up for the raffle car. Door prize cars, they're all coming together. Looking forward to that thing getting here real soon. Chaos in the Valley, you heard us allude to it here a few minutes ago. That's going to be the 24th of October down at Shenandoah County Fairgrounds in Woodstock, Virginia. 5 o'clock start time there. That is the hard-hitting show that's done as a benefit for the Townsville Volunteer Fire Department. Heat and feature format for both the full-size bold cars and the compacts. Jason Scheip was in charge of that. We were down there with Jason and Penny at JPG Towing for the Shenandoah County Fair back on the 29th and 30th of August. Excited to get back down there again. Always a good time down there in Woodstock. Some of the greatest people that you're going to meet. Mark Wolf sounds like he's going to have his car back out there, and he's going to be a weapon, I think. The Kingries are trying to put cars together. Kokenauer, obviously, he's going to have one together. And with the sounds of it, that wagon I was telling you about, they told him he has to put a straight axle in the front of it instead of running the Leafs that he has. So he's had the last several weeks to only make that car harder. And he's got a Catskill Fab and Performance fuel tank in it that probably won't rip the way that the one last year did. So excited to see those guys here coming up in a couple of weeks. Hog Wild Fall Brawl is going to be coming up before that on the 8th of October, 4 o'clock start time for that. Show and Shine is going to open the day with Cars, Trucks, Diesels, Imports, and Rat Rods, Barbecue Fest, and live music going on all day. To get on the ground, it's only $11, and that is all-day admission. That gets you in for everything. Kids under 12 are only $6. The Derby supports three charities, the Matheson College Fund, the Fisher House Foundation, and the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. I understand their RC Derby is going to be following the same rules that they had down there at the ECC and the same rules that we use up here in New York. So anything that you've got theoretically should be legal as long as you didn't cheat it up before we had eyes on it. Pro Limiteds, Wire Class, Super Stocks, Compacts, Youth Class, Trucks, Power Wheels, RC Cars, 3 Raffle Cars. It's all going down at Stoneboro Fairgrounds in Stoneboro, Pennsylvania. Casey Smith doing a nice job working with Chris Furster and the Bad Habit Promotions crew getting that one on its feet. Smash Demolition Derbies, they have a bit of a break this week. They don't have to go anywhere too awful far from home. On the 16th, though, they're back on the road with the Gurnee County Fair in Old Washington, Ohio. 7 o'clock start time for that. Leaf Class mini cars, full-size trucks, Youth Class, Powder Puffs, Compacts, Power Wheels out there at the Gurnee County Fair. September the 24th, they're at the Ashland County Fair in Ashland, Ohio. 5 o'clock start there. Leaf Class, mini cars, trucks, Youth Class, and Power Wheels on the card there. October the 1st is their annual fall cleanup at the Madison County Fairgrounds in London, Ohio. 6 o'clock start, bring the car, they'll find someplace for you to run. And October the 3rd is the last show of 2016 for Smash Demolition Derbies. That's the Coshocton County Fair in Coshocton, Ohio. 7 o'clock start, Leaf Class, Mini Class, Youth Class, and Power Wheels. Find out more for rules, availability, entry information, contact numbers. You can even find someplace to have a nice summer card. www.smashitderby.com. And rounding out
how many cars they've watched get junked. Just stupid amount of cars get wrecked. I mean, they've been busier than hell this year.
I bet a bunch of them they've seen run multiple times.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Has to be. There's probably cars that run all year.
Yep. Yeah. Safe bet. Safe bet. Fix it plate.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimate Derby, www.ultimatederby.com, www.blizzardbash.com. You can find information on both of those locations for their upcoming season. Current points for Ultimate Derby, Jesse Ravich out in front, 810 markers to his credit. Cordell Hanson next with 760. Matt Schilling behind him with 600. Nathan Clawson, 660. Tony Niemeyer, 570. You'll see all those names coming up at Blizzard Bash without a doubt. And if not, you'll get a chance to see them ahead of that at the Ultimate Derby Points Championship in Bowling Green, Missouri, coming up on the 17th of September. But again, everybody's attention is now focused squarely on Blizzard Bash, scheduled for the 10th to the 13th, 2016, at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, Kansas. We're going to be there. You're going to be there. Everybody's going to be part of that. If you can't make it for some reason, your schedule doesn't allow it, you'll be able to watch the whole thing on pay-per-view. I'm going to tell you one more quick break here in a second about Layton Hills Dodge, who makes it possible to make the trip out to Halloween Havoc, which is another one of Stern Dirt's demolition derbies. They're going to be out there in action again. Bring it. They'll find a class for you to run, and we're looking forward to that one. All sorts of cool stuff going on. Johnny Gullo with, oh, my God, I can't even begin to list all the stuff. We're going to have him on again here in probably 2 weeks. Tell you more about what they've got planned out there with Stern Dirt, but before that, here's this.
It's truck month at Layton Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory. Plus, if you're a current or past customer at Layton Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate, too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Coupe. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Layton Hills Chrysler Dodge.
And then painted walls and.
Anthony, it's Chris. Can I put you in?
Never mind. We'll get it next break.
Okay. Ben, stop trying to talk.
Okay.
As soon as you start, we're going
to. I intentionally did not mute your mics during the break so that I didn't forget to turn them back on, and it almost worked perfectly. Unfortunately, everybody heard me try and answer the telephone. What a weird ring that went through. I don't know.
A?
Had to dial a long way.
A?
Yeah. Dial out of the country.
Did it smell like maple syrup?
No, but the $100 bills do.
Mm-hmm. We learned that.
We did. Got an education right there. Anthony Jackson joining us here. Getting ready to bring the GG2 down to compete at Brookfield Wheel Days in Brookfield, New York at the Madison County Fairgrounds here at the end of the month. Scheduled for the 24th of September. Man, Anthony, I'm excited to see you again.
Weird ring.
You got
to. It's hard to hear you.
Is this any better? I'll turn it up a little bit. Is that better? Can you hear us now?
Yeah, sort of. It's kind of breaking up.
It's because you're halfway around the world.
I'll try to understand you.
Okay. We'll adjust on the fly. But are you excited to get to New York?
Pardon me?
Are you excited to get to New York?
Oh, very. Very excited. Counting down the days.
Well, I was having a conversation with Josh a little bit ago, and he was telling me how great your car looks, and then he pointed out something I didn't realize, that you taught Sam Bando everything he knows about Mopars.
Oh, Jesus. Well, it might be the other way around just a little bit.
But take it, Josh. Go ahead. You know,
no, I didn't say any of that. I definitely didn't say that. No, dude, look, I'm excited for you to come down. I think everyone's kind of getting excited to have somebody from so far away. I mean, every time when Sam comes or whoever some from far away comes, I think it makes it more exciting just to see something different. But Anthony's going to have to work for it. You know, it's going to be tough. We're bringing a whole group of us, but I know there's like 8 groups of groups coming.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough weekend.
You talk about how tough that place is to run at. This is some of the stomping ground for TM Motorsports. Josh Buell, Derek Serra, the Menard brothers, Winnie and Greeny, Chad Winnie and Mike Green have won so many features there. Josh Townsend has won there. He took Hippie's car, came through the Consi and won. That was when the year that he got his win when Hippie broke his wrist. We've seen Hippie run there so many times. Rick Engelhart has one features there in the past. Tons this of place times. Drives Fears so ears. Hard.
Yep. Yep. It's a good track. It's yeah. I mean, the action is so fast paced, you know, and Anthony and I have been talking about this maybe like 8 months since, you know, since we were out at Crossroads, I think is when we started talking about it. And at first I'm like, man, I'm telling you, there's gonna be like 5-6 minute heats of 15 cars. And Anthony's like, yeah, right. You know?
Oh, it is.
And I said, let me send you the videos. So I started sending him videos, and then all of a sudden one day he comes back to me and he's like, yeah, I'm coming out there. It's like, awesome, man. Awesome.
It's not for the faint of heart, for sure. It's a big track. There's a lot of space, and there's no sandbagging. I've been there now for 5-6 years, and there is no sandbagging. Chad Winnie won the thing last year in a Cadillac.
2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Chad's back-to-back. This is trying to be his third year in a row.
Which is virtually impossible at that track, the competition is so hard. You know, yes. you can get wild carded so easy in the heats, just out of nowhere. Because as soon as somebody sees open track, they just hammer down across the track, and whatever gets in their way is what gets hit. It's just like Dunkirk. This is an awesome weekend to go back to back because we've got wide open driving on opposite ends of the state.
You know, and I was telling Anthony that the heats are really fast, but they split them up into styles of cars. So, like, it'll be, like, compacts together, mid-size cars together, full-size, then Imperials. Your heat is much harder than the feature a lot of the times. To win the Imperial heat, if you can get through it, you have a very good chance in the feature because there's only one other Imperial in there, right. And you're running against a bunch of junk.
Maybe one more if they take one out of the Consi.
Maybe.
So, I mean, you're only looking at 3 or 4 tops.
But you're,
the cars are trashed.
Trashed.
Everything is.
Yeah.
Your heat, and I remember this years ago when I went there.
But they group it that way because everything is equally abused getting to the feature.
Everything's junk in the feature. And the features are short. The features are like 5 minutes long to 10 minutes long, but it's because it's junk. I mean, there's a lot of junk. You got to stay clean as long as you can, and you got to get lucky. Because guys are trying to pile you in the entire time. You either got to be the piler or you're getting piled. Mm-hmm. Or a little bit of both.
I don't plan on having much for luck for the feature. My main goal is to get that Mad Dog, so.
You better drive hard.
That's my main goal.
That's a good
this weekend.
Josh, ever tell you about the time he got piled into at Wheel Days that one time?
Man, come on. One time.
Pardon me?
Did Josh ever tell you that time he got piled into? There was like a Corolla.
Nah, it was Illumina.
It was Illumina. Did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles car put your Imperial up on the tires?
I found a flattening this 20 out in under 2 minutes.
Oh, man. He has no idea. He has no idea. You know, I'm telling you, it'll be fun, but it is going to be hard.
This has got to be one of the longest trips you've taken running a derby, isn't it?
This will be the longest one. Other than that, Crossroads is usually the longest one. That was about 12 hours.
Yeah.
This one's double, so.
Oh, that is God.
Insane. Yeah, 24 hours to get over here.
25
hours.
24 hours for this one.
Are you dropping into the States and coming under the lakes, or are you going through Canada and in through, like, Buffalo or Niagara Falls?
We're going to go down 75.
Okay.
And just take the interstate all the way. Mm-hmm. We're going through Chicago.
Right.
Nice.
There's no easy way to get here from where he is.
No.
No.
It's up.
No, it's ugly.
Yeah. Saskatchewan,
Chicago
right?
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just punch the address in on the Garmin, and, yeah, we just go wherever it takes us.
Chris would be down for driving 24 hours straight. He could do that, right, Chris?
24 hours, man. We could be in Texas.
Yeah.
Southern part of Texas, almost, you know.
It's true.
You could be to the Alamo.
It's true. I'm going to get my car kind of done so when Anthony gets in town, like, he can help me finish it.
No, yeah. No, you said that wrong. Jerry's going to get your car kind of done.
Yeah, my guys will get it done, and then Anthony can finish it. So, like, try to sleep a little bit when you drive, you know, because you got to work when you get here.
In all seriousness, how many guys did you have working in your shop this weekend?
Altogether? Like, yeah. Throughout the whole weekend?
Throughout the whole weekend. How
seven
many?
Or eight.
All right. Did you, I mean, you had good food, right?
Pizza. Ask Kunkel, man. He was full when he left.
All right, just making sure. Everybody's got to play to their strong suits. You. You know, Josh.
I'll feed you good.
That's there you go.
And I'll make sure the torch gas is full.
So Anthony's comes from a derby background. I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, you got the GG2 as your number, and this goes deep into your family, that running the GG number and how you've got two or three generations back running in derbies.
GG2 used to be my dad's number, and that was passed down from his parents, and his parents' parents had that number, It's just been passed down from generation to generation.
That's awesome.
Wow. And then when my kid's old enough, he's going to take that number over. And hopefully it just keeps going down the line.
Nice.
That would be cool.
That number has been around for years.
You got a younger sister that's a little upset about you coming to the United States, if I understand right, because you're messing up her birthday?
Pardon me?
You got a younger sister that's a little upset about you coming to the U.S. because it's messing up her birthday?
Yeah, the, most of them, well, they want to come with me, but can't bring them all. You know, I got a lot of brothers and sisters.
Got to leave an open seat for the Mad Dog Trophy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm hoping. I hope so. That's my goal. I want to bring that Mad Dog Trophy home. That's anything above that is just a bonus to me, but my main goal is that Mad Dog Trophy, so...
They're what all Buell trophies, so it'd be good to win one. You know, they're cool trophies to win.
Nice. They won't ask any questions at the border about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've seen some of the footage, and I've seen you drive. It seems that Wheel Days fits your driving style. I mean, is it anything that you've given any thought to? Are you going to try and change anything, given that you've watched the videos or anything you're able to pick up from it to game plan for the first time seeing that track?
I watched a couple videos. It's a pretty big track.
Yeah, very.
Pretty much just going to go nose out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as they drop that flag, I'm just going to go for it.
That makes sense.
Seems like it makes the...
I'd go a little bit before they drop that flag, somewhere around like 3 or 4.
We'll have that talk on the ride.
Yeah, I mean, given the exchange, rate, he should be able to leave on 3.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without any consequence at all.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, like, I've gotten a lot of messages from guys asking about Anthony. What kind of guy is he? Who's he running with? What's he bringing? How hard is his car? You know, all these questions, which I've been giving everybody different answers. You're not going to get a straight answer out of me. But, you know, I have been saying to guys, I think a little bit of guys start to get nervous when somebody comes from far away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's up with this guy? Is he coming to kick our ass or whatever? But for all the guys that are listening, because I know a lot of guys from our area that are going to run are listening, these are awesome guys. And they are super Derby fans, and that's why they're coming to Derby. So I hope everyone welcomes them with open arms and not I hope there's no negativity. Well, let me just say that.
They can honestly say in the inspection line that they're Canadian models.
That is true. That is true.
Absolutely.
That's a Canadian version.
Yeah, with extra police package.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Secret Service package. I didn't think of that.
It's the Mountie package?
I heard the presidential is the best. You want the presidential package.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, so he wouldn't be lying.
That's a good point. That's a good
point. You guys are not helping your cause.
But Anthony's been talking to the Kings the whole time, so like it's not like he's building some insane Blizzard Bash car and bringing it out here to kick everyone's ass. He's building the car by the rules, wants to come out and run at a great place that Rick used to run at, and I think... He will fit in perfect with our group of guys.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone comes up, meets them, enjoys the day with them. I mean, they're good guys. I want everyone to know that, you know. He is coming to win. But he's also coming with a smile on his face. And
Josh, you have a spot picked out for the trophy for when you win the thing?
Or? I'm not winning it. No, I am punishing with mine. Mine is for absolute destruction.
Yours is for sitting
unless
on the
trailer. Unless Buell runs, then he's going to roll you.
Yeah, right. That'll be the day.
He's so much better than you.
I thought Buell was retired. He's coming out of retirement for this show?
Just move on.
I wish it was Zoom on that. Right. Just Josh's face.
Josh, why are your ears turning red?
No comment. Let's just move on. Anyways.
We have Greeny there, Beersy there.
There'll be tons of competition.
Tons in there.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Josh Buell isn't the only person you got to be worried about.
I'm not worried about him at all. Zero. 0.0. But the other guys, yes, I am. Some of the other guys, absolutely.
Is Dan Bolton bringing a truck over?
Yes. No, not to Brookfield. He's going to Morris. Morris.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to hang on to it for...
Yeah, he's going to hang on to it one more time. But I've heard a lot of cars coming. I'm talking a lot of good stuff. So I think it'll be a good derby.
Where's this build fall in terms of what you're accustomed to building at home, Anthony?
Actually, the rules that for Brookfield
are
kind of similar to home.
They are.
Cool.
So what's where exactly is your hometown fair? How close is that to you, your hometown show?
Hometown show, our rules are actually a little bit more advanced.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In some certain spots, like we're a lot more of a cage. So after our show, like we're allowed the down bars to the floor and everything.
Yeah, they're out of their mind in wheel days.
We're not allowed trying to break through, nothing like that. Same as Brookfield.
That's cool. So I mean, it's
hard nose.
It's at least in comfort level, so you're not building something that's totally foreign.
Not allowed imps though at our home show.
You're not.
And imps. That's my favorite thing to run now is an imp. After I ran that imp with Ben Nolan Crossroads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my favorite thing now.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'd run and down tubes anyway. So. Mm-hmm. I'd run down tubes anyway and just cut them when you get there.
Hide them. Hide them, right? John said he's listening. He told me like three times tonight. I am listening. Just stop.
That's fine.
Ben's got a good idea.
But I'm excited to see you come down here and lock horns because it's a combination. Like a lot of all the places that we've been, you know, Josh, Ben, Brian, you guys can all relate to this. It's neat when we see the people that wouldn't be in a concentric circle match up. Like Chad Winnie, I would never imagine Chad Winnie after the performance that we saw Anthony put on at Winter Slam last year. I would never think that eventually someday Chad Winnie's going to be running against Anthony.
How cool.
But that's a matchup that's awesome. I'm dying to see.
It's awesome.
Because when they hit headlight to headlight and it sounds like dump trucks and you see contacts popping out of eyes and sticking to visors.
Or eyeballs coming right out, whichever it may be.
I get a lot of people asking me why I travel so far for, like, not that much payouts. See, I don't, like, to me, I don't do it for the money. I guess if I did it for the money, fucking, I'd have stopped doing it years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
Almost had another one for FLT. Almost
had. No, that's two.
Is it?
Yeah.
I missed the first one.
They're not swear words in Canada, actually.
No.
Different people that you meet every place you go. And every place that I've been, all the people have been just amazing. Like, there's no drama after the derbies. Mm-hmm. After the derbies, everybody shakes hands. You get full shocked, and people love it. So you're around home.
I don't know. I was
after a derby, it's just full of drama. Every show.
I was giving thumbs up.
The whining, saying that you're cheating. All sorts of stuff like that. That's why I kind of stopped running around home.
Right.
Hey, I
the war to America.
You should just feel privileged that Mr. Decker lets you call him Josh. I mean, we've been on the show with him now for like 4 years, and we still have to call him Mr. Decker.
Yes,
so
you do, but I mean, have that, respect for him.
You should be really privileged that, you know, you can actually call him by his given name. That's cool.
Yeah, off the air, we have to.
I don't know. I've always called him Josh.
Yeah.
On the show, we call him Josh, and we're, you know, he lets us pass on that. But off the air, we do still have to call him Mr. Decker.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And when I book his hotels, I have to make up a name for him so his groupies don't find him.
That's true. That's a fact. But, you know, with Anthony, I already told him because he's coming over to my house, you know, for a couple days. I said, like, it's probably not a smart idea. I mean, it sounds cool in your head. Like, yeah, I can go hang out with Deckers. But I'm warning you, it's probably a negative for your weekend. You know, you're going to get some hate mail.
He's going to take you into the kitchen / laundry room and show you his mounted deer. And that's the
about
tour.
It. That's the tour.
That's all
right
of
to
it.
The garage.
That's the show.
Right to the garage.
I expect to have a full plate of pancakes when I show up there.
You're damn right.
Oh, yeah, you'll get fed while there.
I already got moonshine. Maple I bought a different bunch of different ones.
Took some bacon. We good.
Have you met Jerry yet?
No, he hasn't.
No, I haven't.
That's going to be better than any of the pancakes.
I think you'll like Jerry.
Because you'll finally have a chance to meet the guy that builds all of Josh's cars.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Well, I told Anthony when he comes, like, he's like, well, will you have extra parts there? Will you have torches? Is there anybody that'll help us? And it's like, you don't got to worry about people to help, man. There'll be people
Josh's
like,
bringing
jumping
his crew.
Up. Yeah, you'll be fine. If you just point and click, this, and this, torch this, and this, this, and they do it. You know.
And when Josh needs, he doesn't even bring a jack to the derbies. He just has Vern and Joe pick up the back of the car.
Absolutely.
And that's that. If they need something rolled over or folded, they just lean on it. And that's
well, you missed it when Josh ran at Livonia this year. He had
to
take.
Kick that?
No. He went through inspection and he had the front dry shaft still on his truck, so he comes back and he talked about it for like 40 minutes and Ben's like, I got it. So Ben crawls on underneath and starts taking the dry shaft off, and then Josh did actually go underneath and watch Ben get the dry shaft out of the Dakota.
I took two bolts out. I felt bad.
Josh was under there learning how to do it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Ben was like, "Josh, this is how you do it." And,
it's actually not
know.
True because Ben and I were having a whole another discussion underneath there, a whole another conversation. It was awesome, and it worked.
Yep.
So
where if You said Imperials, Anthony, aren't the thing to run at home. So where are you finding the cars that you're running? Are they available there, or are you bringing them up from the southern United States?
You can find them here. It's a lot harder to find. Like, you gotta spend a few days looking for one. And you gotta pay some good money for them.
Where
can find them?
A car?
Like,
didn't let them run.
I'll run Shockers, or we got a couple Cadillacs that we run, but yeah, the Cadillac isn't gonna be allowed to run anymore.
Suicide.
Gotta take that to the States. I'm gonna take that one to Winter Slam, actually.
So,
got a 75 Caddy.
If I understand what you just said right, they've outlawed Cadillacs there now?
You're allowed Cadillacs?
You are.
But I put a leaf spring pack under this
year.
Oh,
okay, so it's just yours. I understand now.
There's a lot of people that weren't happy with that.
I understand.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you said you put a leaf pack
under it. I got to take that to the States.
I've seen it.
So what do you mean by a leaf pack? Is this out of, you know, this out of a, just dropped out of a Dodge, or is this something that you made at home?
No, we took it out of the Chevy 3/4 ton.
Okay.
Hot stacked it.
And then just started laying bead to it?
No, we even used the factory bracket, factory hangers, bolted it in.
Uh-huh.
It fit pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. That would help that kind of caddy.
Kind of junked a bunch of shit, and yeah, a lot of people didn't like that.
Everybody's wheels are turning.
You went and won a heat and feature with it, and then decided to take it back out against the trucks in the same day, and then won that. If I'm right, I mean, you like kicked everyone's ass all day. I can see why people get upset. You know.
Yeah, we took this car, the big car feature. Me and my buddy got first and second. Then we took it into the trucks, got second and third.
Yeah.
So we drove off the track still straight.
Where's the car that you built for Wheel Days? Is a 1970s-ish Imperial, early 70s?
For which?
For Wheel Days this year, coming up.
Oh, like what I'm going to bring this year?
Yeah, what are you bringing to Wheel Days?
Please?
Brookfield.
Wheel Days, I got a 75 or 76 Newport, two-door.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I put a 69 sub underneath it.
Okay. Now, where's the body and subframe fall in terms of how clean it was? Where's it rank in terms of the cleanest car that you've ever had? Is it the worst car you've ever had?
No, it's medium.
Middle of the road?
It's clean enough for me to bring to the States. It would be, like, perfect condition for around here, which you get a lot cleaner.
Hmm. Which works out great, because Josh usually sees those cars and passes on them and lets those scraps fall to other drivers.
Shut up.
You know, it's just... typical rusty recorders are rotten out of it, but the floor is solid. So.
You're not doing anything with the back end anyway.
No, you're not.
This is the back bumper. It's mostly for show.
You can patch.
Yeah. Front end only. Nose it out.
Well,
you want Shockers with the rusty quarters anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen some really clean Shockers do some really ugly things.
They bend ugly every time. Mm-hmm. Spotless ones bend. Buckle the homes.
Justin Stryker had a nice one at Harford, but it bent funny. It just kind of whale-tailed at the window. It just went right up. He drove it hard. Best I've seen the kid drive, for that matter, in that green number 17, but it didn't. I don't think it bent the way that he wanted it to. Maybe I'm wrong. It seemed like the whole thing just folded right over at the window.
Yeah, I saw it. It went straight up.
See, I find sometimes that the softer crashes, the ones that are more rotten in the back, I find they fold nicer.
I totally agree.
And a ball.
Totally agree. Totally agree with that.
All Brian's house.
Yeah, it's hard to control the bend when they're clean because they just go wherever they want sometimes.
Yes, they do.
You running a back bumper on it or not?
Yes. Yeah, I got a back bumper. Cut it down.
Looking at you, Josh.
Sir? I'm going to jam that back bumper in your speaker deck. Friend to friend.
Friend to friend.
But when it's down to you and me.
Yeah. Josh is going to wait for it to be down to you and him before he just stuffs the back bumper back to the speaker deck.
I won't get that far. No way.
No. Somebody's going to come along and knock the front wheel off his like three hits in. Don't worry about it.
We got to beat 200 other cars before we get
the back first.
Yeah, you got to catch the back, Josh. How about
that? That's true. That's true.
Catch the back.
That is true.
Don't worry. Josh Buell will have the wheel laid over on yours like three hits in. So
he ain't even running.
Don't even worry about it.
He's old news, man.
Anthony Jackson is none of your concern. He's just going to take a really big trophy home.
I've gotten a lot of people messaging me about him. it's funny because, like, if you don't say, if you just say, hypothetically, Anthony Jackson's coming. He's the best in the, there is, and just left it at that. People start, they start running in their own head and start getting nervous. Because I get, I've heard rumors about Anthony that are just so not true. And, you know, just people start getting worked up in their own head.
You know the funny thing is, Anthony could take his car through tech inspection and say, the guy that's driving it, is back there. I'm just bringing it through tech.
Oh, yeah, they'd never know.
So just make the list. No one would know the difference. No one would. No. He could be sitting in line. He'd be like, I don't know who built this car, but Josh told me to bring it up to the line. And it's
it's so true.
Are you still doing the autograph session
at the, stuff, but
at the pit window at 3?
Josh is going to bring a couple set of torches.
Oh, that, trust me. Saul's all his torches.
Just have Joe punch at it.
And a bunch of help. When we went to Siopas, when Ben and I went to Siopas, and I didn't realize it until after Ben told me, but the Siopas have guys that their jobs are to cut. That's their job.
And there's different guys for different types of cutting.
Yes. And you're a jerk if you try to take the torch away.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize that. I started trying to grab it. Then Ben stops me. He's like, dude, he's the one that cuts. They don't want you to cut. They only want him to cut. And then it dawned on me, like, yeah, they do only want certain guys because they don't want me cutting a kicker or something stupid, you know? And I'm like, oh, my God.
There's different levels of cutting. There's totally different levels of cutting.
Oh, yeah.
There's actual the bullshit cut all the way through cutting, the booger cutting, and then there's the partial, looks like it's cutting.
The Siopas taught us a lot about getting through inspection. I learned a lot in about a two-hour time period.
Hope you're ready, John. We are getting running a little bit short on time. Anthony, I'm anxious to see you. Coming up here in 2 weeks at Brookfield Wheel Days 2016, Madison County Fairgrounds, Brookfield, New York. Travel safe getting out here, and we certainly wish you the best of luck. We're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anybody
it's
you want
to be a good time. So.
Anybody, before we let you go, you want to make mention of?
I'd just like to thank my sponsors for making this trip happen, Rickhead Freight. Sponsoring all my fuel for me, so they helped out a lot.
That comes in handy.
Yeah, it's nice.
And everybody that helped me on the car.
That's awesome, man. Again, travel safe, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Perfect. Thanks, man.
We'll see you later. Thanks.
That's it.
See you.
Bye now.
Later. Bye.
There goes Anthony Jackson. Gonna be running Wheel Days 2016. Looking forward to.
He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah, he is.
They're wicked. I met him at Bandals, and like I instantly like those guys. You know. Good guys. Willing to help anybody. Good guys.
I'm looking at pictures.
Uh-oh.
Got a bunch of pictures of Anthony's Cadillac that he had leaf sprung. When he says leaf sprung, the last conversation I had about leaf springing anything was down in Woodstock with Sean Gokenauer, and it's a different world of leaf spring.
Oh, yeah.
They're down there.
Well, yeah, that's because they take them off, off rail ton, cars.
Yeah,
off
No. They just make them. They take them off the shelf at the raw materials dealer and just start cutting them down to size that they need. He's got all sorts of tricks for that.
Siopas taught us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that conversation.
God, I learned a lot about them.
What do you think? Cover all our bases
best way
tonight.
To flat spring them is taken and turn flat stack them and then turn it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Blew my mind. Just blew my mind. Turn it sideways? What a great idea.
It will not bend.
Oh, my God. Man.
Ever.
Turn it which way again? You just illustrated it, but I didn't hear the camera.
No, don't. Was it on?
No, it was on Brian.
Yes. Don't. Everyone has to at home has got to wonder what he said.
I walked over to put the phone away, and I'd look over, and Ben's directing air traffic. And Ben never does that.
People would lose their mind if you pulled around here with something like that. What a great idea, Ben. Holy shit. Keep that to yourself, please.
There's a Gregory in the rules.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I got eight leaves.
You guys.
That's why whatever I find, I got to make sure it's going to have leaf springs under it.
All right. You guys sit the next one out. You're good over there.
Suicide.
Brian, final thoughts, anything?
No. Just good to be back. Been a couple weeks. And
how's football going?
Good. The youngest son, their team is 3-0, and the oldest one has his first scrimmage this week. They started a little bit later, so it's going well. Love it, man. I work from 8 to 3, and from 3:30 to 7:30, I'm doing football. So life is pretty good right now.
Awesome. Well, again, awesome. I will get you show links for everybody who's keeping tabs on that leg of our weekly journeys. And the show links posted again the day of the show, just like always. We're going to be announcing in the arena at the Lake Erie Rumble. And then I'm not really sure, I'm just being honest with everyone, I'm not really sure what to expect when we get to Brookfield Wheel Days. We're going to give it a try. I learned some things.
with the connection issues that we had in Virginia. Then I'm going to try to apply to Wheel Days, and I'm optimistic, but again, I don't know what we're getting ourselves into. So we'll give it a try, and then as we get closer to the other live shows between the order links for the pay-per-view with Stern Dirt and then the Hog Wild Fall Brawl show, those are both going to be shared on Facebook, just like always, when we get closer to the shows. And then lastly, the San Filippo Smash coming up on the 9th. Not 100% sure how we're going to make that one happen. Right now, the game plan going in is that we're going to announce in the arena and go live to tape with it. If we can find a way to make some sort of signal work, which I'm not optimistic about that one. I don't think there's any reason to even try. I've been there a million times.
Yeah, we've
tried that. Difference getting up higher.
No.
But I don't think it's going to. So the San Filippo Smash, that'll be aired tape delay. But otherwise, a lot of action coming up in the next 4 weeks for Crash Course Podcast and Crash Course Live. That's going to do it for this edition here in the studio. And FingerLakes1.com, FingerLakes1.tv here in Seneca Falls. We will be back here again next Monday talking more about the upcoming shows as we get to them and also recapping Lake Erie Rumble. That is going to do it for us. We'll see you right back here again next week. See you right back here again next week. Number 147 in the books. We'll see you then.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam. Bolt Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it. Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.